Hi, my name is Portia Lyerly, a student at TCC West Campus, and I will be walking you through the interview today. I also have Krista Moxigemba, also a student at TCC West Campus, who will be recording, taking notes, and coming up with follow-up questions to make sure we cover all areas needed during our session. The date is February 20th, 2018, and we are at Tulsa Community College Northeast Campus. We will be interviewing Sarah Al-Harbi, an ESL student who attends here at TCC Northeast Campus. Thank you for agreeing to talk with us today, Sarah.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to.
Today we are currently evaluating the questions, who are TCC students? And we want to learn more specifically about ESL students. So today we would like to ask you some questions about your experiences as a TCC ESL student.
I'll be glad.
And your feedback today will be much help to improve our knowledge of TCC students. And hopefully our interview will last about 30 minutes, and this interview will be recorded and available to the public through the Oklahoma State University Archives. And as long as you agree with all the terms and conditions, and again, thank you for joining us today.
You're so welcome, happy to.
So, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you.
And you said there was an accident on the highway, so you were a little late today?
Yeah, I was, it took me 45 minutes to come here.
All right.
How long does it typically take you?
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when exactly is your birth date?
1st of September, 1985.
Alrighty. So, as an ESL student, we assume you're not from the United States. So, where exactly do you come from?
I am from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Middle East.
All right. So, what's a typical day like for you in beautiful, cloudy, and awful Oklahoma?
Oh, no, it's beautiful. I like the weather here. Even the rain, I like the rain. Yeah.
So, you live with your husband?
Yeah, I live with my husband.
And no kids?
No, yeah, I don't have kids.
All right. So, how important is education to you?
It's really, really important.
All right. Was there any major factors in you attending TCC?
Actually, I had my bachelor in my country.
Mm-hmm.
My major was geography. So I moved here with my husband. His company sent him here to study. And I want to improve my English, so I attend here to TCC.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, are you and your husband here temporarily?
Yeah. Just for more than 1.5 years.
All right. And how long have you been here?
1.5 years.
1.5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how many classes have you taken at TCC so far?
This semester?
Mm-hmm.
I took 3 classes.
3 classes. Okay. Yeah. So how are you liking your classes?
Oh yeah, very much. Yeah, I like the teacher and the way how they teach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you made a lot of friends at TCC?
Oh, a lot. Yeah.
Do you know if they provide any fun after school activities?
Sometimes we after we finish classes at the end of the day, we play education card games. Yeah, sometimes I won, sometimes no.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, what made you want to attend TCC compared to any other community college?
Because I heard so much about it and about the education here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, they approved their language or their English, so, and it's true.
Would you recommend TCC to Anyone else?
Absolutely. I brought a lot of friends here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you plan on, after leaving Oklahoma, to continue with education, or will you be done?
I want to continue my master, but I don't know if it's like, I can complete my master, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe in the future.
Alrighty. So does TCC, like, compare good with your expectations?
Yeah, it's a great place to learn English. Yeah.
Alrighty. So you get along pretty well with other students in your classes?
Yeah, they are all my friends.
What was education like in your home country?
It's very good, the education in my country. I learned English since I was in the kindergarten, mm-hmm. So yeah, but I don't practice a lot, so I lose it easily. But the education there is really good. Actually, I was a teacher in my country, so yeah.
That's pretty awesome. How many classes were you able to teach?
I taught like maybe 5 classes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What did you teach?
I teach English for kindergarten and geography. Yeah.
Can you point out any major differences between your home country teaching and TCC teaching?
I don't understand.
What is the education like there compared to what it's like in the United States?
Maybe it's different. Because like here I didn't like try the college, I just tried the English program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Are there like different, do you learn different subjects there and have different classes?
No,
or?
I think no, the same subjects, yeah. Same. My husband's like studied chemistry in his college, but he's the same chemistry he took in my country, but yeah.
Did your husband also go through TCC's ESL program?
Yeah, he studied in the South Campus. Okay. Yeah.
So overall, how much schooling did you do in Saudi Arabia? Like, you went from like kindergarten all the way to college, and
yeah. I studied in kindergarten like 6 years in the and 6 years in elementary school, and three years in middle school, and 3 years in high school.
Alrighty.
How much college did you take there? How many years?
For me, I took 5 years, to finish my degree.
Awesome. So right now, are you a part or a full-time student?
No, a part student.
Part student. And do you have a job?
No, I don't have a job here.
So it's just your husband that's employed?
Yeah, because I came with my husband, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to have a job here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does your husband do? In the United States, what's
his
job?
He's just studying because he's already have a job in petroleum company, so he's just like, yeah.
So he doesn't have a job here?
No, he doesn't have
just
to have a job. Yeah.
He just goes to school here?
Yeah, just to go to school here.
So what sort of place are you guys living at? Like an apartment, like a rent house, or?
Yeah, we live in an apartment, yeah.
Okay. So do you have any other family that's living in the United States?
No, I don't have any families here.
So how much family do you still have in Saudi Arabia? Like, your father, mom, cousins?
Yeah, all my family, my father, mom, my sisters, my cousin, all in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Do you still keep in touch with them, like, yeah, frequently?
Yeah, every day.
So besides teaching, did you have any other types of jobs in Saudi Arabia?
I work for a pharmacy company for like 4 months, yeah, mm-hmm, before I get married. And
so did you guys have like a really big wedding?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really big wedding.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Have you been to a wedding in the United States?
No, I want to.
You want to?
I'm asking my friends, if you have a wedding here, please tell me I want to attend to one.
Okay. I was going to ask how it compared, but I guess you don't.
Yeah. I just see in the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's really different, yeah.
It is.
So, do you perhaps have, like, a dream job? Like...
Oh, my dream job, always teaching. I love teaching, especially kids. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to teach a teenager?
Yeah.
Did you find it challenging?
Yeah, it was challenging, but if they like, if you be nice with them, they will be nice with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how welcomed did you feel in the United States?
Very welcoming, because people here are really nice, and they like, If you need help here, it reminds me of my country. If you need help, I will get it easily. I thought I would still be like, no one will help me. I don't know. I was so scared before I came here. But it's really nice.
Alright. Good to be nice.
Yeah.
So do you feel welcome like outside of TCC? Do you do much with people outside of the TCC?
I have friends outside of TCC.
You do?
Yeah.
How did you meet them?
I meet them in parties, like my friends ask me to party, then I meet them in an English club, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
so are you in a lot of like clubs outside of TCC to get to know people?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Does your husband do that with you?
Yeah, not a lot.
So did you face any challenges being not from the United States?
No, not really. Actually, no, not really. But like some people, like they're weird about like how the way that I wear or how about my hijab. So like they ask me a lot, but they're not bothering me at all. Yeah.
Alright. Do you follow any of the politics here?
No.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
Yeah.
So, do you have any opinions on, like, voting or anything?
I'm not good in policy, even in my country.
Okay, so you don't follow politics even in your home country?
No, I just like watching Friends and...
So... Do you enjoy any of the holidays that the United States celebrates?
Yeah. Yeah, I love Halloween and Christmas. Yeah.
Me too. Are there any, like, holidays in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, we have different. We don't have, like... We just have two holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's, we call it Eid. It's two. Big one, the smallest one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Al-Hajj and the Al-Fitr. Yeah.
What do you do for them, or what are their purposes? Or?
The first one, it came after like for 1 month fasting, and we celebrate, like we dress and we go to like say hi to all cousins, friends, and they give us like candy, a lot of candy. Yeah. And the Hajj is came after like Hajj, and entirely like we eat like a big meals, yeah, and dance and dress up.
So could you compare that to like our Thanksgiving, sort of like big meals prepared?
Yeah, but you are a turkey, we are like a sheep, or
okay, so different.
yeah, it's different.
So do you have like a favorite dish?
We call it the big one, we call it the biha, so it's my favorite dish.
Very cool. Are there any different kinds of desserts that you like?
Cheesecake. Because we don't have like a specific like a dessert, like you are having apple pie or we don't.
Alright.
Have you traveled anywhere else in the United States other than Tulsa or Oklahoma?
Yeah, I went to Texas and Florida. Yeah, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, those are good ones.
Yeah. And Florida, in Orlando, and Miami.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
How many people immigrate from your country? Typically, like...
Immigrate here?
Just in the United States, like how many?
None.
Not very many?
No. I have, like, my cousin, this, there. My uncle, he was studying here, and my aunt, but they're... they go back to country. Yeah.
So do you have a lot of family that come to the United States to study and then go back?
Yeah.
Is that pretty typical for like a lot of people in your country to do?
Yeah, like we have a lot of students here from my country.
So have you met other people from your country?
Yeah, there's a big group here from my country.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you guys after school group up and go do any fun activities?
We like in the girls, like we in every weekend, like we get together, and yeah,
that's pretty cool.
What's your favorite food here?
Here?
Yeah. Do you have any?
I love fast food.
You love fast food?
Yeah.
What's your favorite fast food place?
Fat Guys.
Fat Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Burgers?
Yeah, burgers.
Do you have burgers in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I have a lot. Yeah, so, yeah.
That's awesome.
We have the same restaurant. Yeah. We have restaurants here. It's the same in my country. Yeah. Okay. So.
You have a lot of fast food in your country?
Yeah. In every country in the world, I think.
Okay.
So, what are some goals you and your husband have?
I want him to like take his diploma and continue his to take his bachelor, and I want to take my master.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So our goals, after he finish his diploma, we come back again, and I want to finish my master, and he will finish his bachelor.
Do you think you'll keep in touch with any of your friends from the United States?
Yeah, because I have like friends here. They were here from another country, and they gone. But I still keep touch with them. So I think I will, I think I will visit Tulsa again.
I was going to ask that if you
I always tell that I will visit it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do a lot of the students in your class, or people that you've met, do they go back to their home countries, or do they stay here?
Some of them, they stay here. Some of them, like, they go back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, can you think of one successful person from your country? Like, a celebrity, or...
We have like a lot of successful people there. A lot of people like they're going to the space. A lot of people like they have like they affect the humanity there in my country. So there's a lot of people they like, it's you want them to be your model.
So do you have any hobbies? Like,
I used to go to like belly dancing. Not ballet, belly. Yeah, there's, and I'm actually now learning how to play guitar.
That's awesome. Yeah. Would you want to learn any other instruments?
Oh, I have a lot of my mind, but like I want to be step by step.
Does someone teach you, or do you like look at videos?
No, in belly dancing, I go to classes. In guitar, now I'm teaching myself, but I want to look for a teacher to teach me how to play.
Sure, there's a lot around.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to like a skating rink or a public swimming pool here in Tulsa?
Swimming pool?
Yeah, like water parks?
Yeah. Here in Tulsa? No. But there's an apartment, there's a swimming pool, but I don't know how to swim, so I just say I'm not.
Would you like to learn how to swim?
Yeah, I want to. This is like one of my goals.
Right. So are there do you swim back in your home country? Are there pools or anything?
Yeah, we have, like, but because I have an experience when I was a kid,
yeah.
I drowned, so I'm a little bit scared, yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Is there anything fun you like to do in the warm summer weather here in Oklahoma?
Just go like barbecue. Yeah. Yeah, shopping.
What's the weather like in Saudi Arabia compared to here?
In my city, it's because it's in the Red Sea, so it is always warm. So here, like, I'm not used to the cold weather, so yeah.
Do you like it?
No. Because I'm wearing like 1,000 layers, so yeah.
Yep. What are some popular hobbies in your home country?
Soccer. Yeah, so we have a lot of hobbies there in my country. Like, yeah, it depends that what you want to do.
Did you ever play soccer?
When I was a kid, but no, not now. Yeah, just watching.
Is that like the only big sport there?
This is the big sport there. We have a lot of sports, but this is like the famous one. Yeah.
Do you have like basketball and?
Yeah, we have, but not popular. The most popular is soccer.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Do you have any types of social media?
Like Instagram, Twitter?
Yeah.
I have Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm keeping in touch with social media.
Is that how you communicate with people back at home? Or?
Yeah, there's like another programs, like we can call it a video call, or yeah, like an email line, something like that.
Do you follow like the sports here?
Do you here?
Yeah.
I want to, like, but I couldn't understand, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, have you watched football here?
Yeah.
That's our big sport, is that really?
Yes, like? Yeah. No, I don't like. I want to go, but I couldn't.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the Olympics?
No, I couldn't. I want to, but like I was like busy that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Next year.
Okay, so I read something about, are women allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. It was not allowed like many years ago, but now they can drive. Yeah.
I saw that's like coming up. So, yeah. But you have your license here?
I have my license here, yeah.
Did
now
you?
I can use my license to drive there.
Okay, so did you get your license whenever you came to Tulsa? Did you know how to drive before that?
No, I didn't know, because we don't allow to to drive there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so I learned here how to drive. My husband taught me. Then I take my license like 5 months ago.
Was it challenging?
Yeah.
Is it stressful?
Yeah, it was, you know, because I used to be like sit back with my driver and just playing with my phone. And now I have to like memorize the roads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So for your driving test, did you have to take two different parts? Like how we do, we have to take a writing part where they ask us multiple questions, and then the driving part where they evaluate how we handle the road.
Yeah, I took both of them. Yeah.
You did.
It was easy. Yeah.
So do you like Tulsa overall? Do you do a lot here?
Yeah.
Go downtown and do anything?
Yeah. Actually, when I'm like traveling, like I go to like Florida or Kansas or any place, I have like homesick for Tulsa. Yeah, I know, that's weird, but I feel it's home, you know? Yeah, so I'm so relieved here.
Do you ever go to like the mall or do a lot of shopping here?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm shopaholic.
So I'm with you.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite thing you like to shop for? Like, do you want to shop for shoes or like shirts?
I shop for everything.
Just everything?
Yeah, like clothes and, you know, shoes and bags. Yeah.
Does it make everything. Your husband mad?
He used to. He's like, oh, it's okay. Yeah.
So do you have anything else pierced besides your ears?
No, just my ears.
Just your ears?
I'm gonna do my belly, but I'm so mm-hmm. scared. So.
Oh, you have your nose pierced.
Oh, I forgot, yeah, my nose. It's like, it's with me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Have you always had that pierced?
Yeah, like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. So
my mom have it too, like it's, yeah, the same.
Is there anywhere else in the United States that you want to go travel to before you go back to Saudi Arabia?
California.
California?
Yeah, it's my next plan.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Like Los Angeles or
yeah.
like Hollywood or San Diego? Yeah. Or?
San Diego, LA, and Las Vegas.
And oh, Las Vegas, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to New York?
Yeah, just one for one day. So, oh, really? Yeah. It was cold. So.
It was
cold. Only yeah, summer I would go.
Cold.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there, though.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. It's crowded.
So, how you said you went, or like Las Vegas, have you ever like gambled or anything?
No, we don't allow to gamble or drink. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's my religion. It's forbidden to gamble or to drink. So, yeah.
Is there anything else?
Gambling, drinking, eat pork or ham. Yeah. That's what's coming on my mind now.
Does that get in a... like not being able to eat pork or ham, does that get in the way sometimes when you're looking at fast food menus and stuff?
No, because every restaurant like have like options. You have beef and chicken.
So what do you want to do in Los Angeles since you I mean Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. I just want to
gamble.
I just want to watch
people. You just want to watch people, yeah. People watch.
Yeah.
Go to like the late night shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever watched comedians?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yep. I love him. Yeah.
What kind of music are you into?
I listen to all the kind of music. Pop and rock and hip hop, everything, yeah.
Yeah. Is the music in Saudi Arabia like, do you guys listen to the same music that we listen to here?
Yeah, but we have like our own music, like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, well our time is coming up.
So is there any questions that you have for us?
No, I just want to thank you for this opportunity because it's a new experience for me. I'm so happy to do it. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
And you're being so nice with your questions. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome.
We really enjoyed it. We've been looking forward to this.
Thank you so much.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.